WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There was an armed robbery at a convenience store in College Station Monday night. Police responded around 8 to the Checkers store at Holloman and Welsh. An employee and a customer say they were held up by two men, one displaying a weapon. No one was hurt, and an undisclosed amount of property was taken before the men ran away. Physical descriptions are on our website at WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council gave first-round approval last night to propose changes in regulating tattoo businesses.
Final action will take place in 2 weeks following the 6-1 vote. Art Hughes was against tattoo shops downtown.
I personally don't think downtown needs tattoo parlor. I don't think it'll add anything to the downtown environment.
Ann Horton, while philosophically opposed, says she supports the desire of a College Station man to move his shop to 26 and Sims.
I agree with Mr. Hughes. I definitely think that they are a cut above. And if we're going to have one, that's probably the way to go.
Because the proposed regulations call for spacing tattoo businesses a minimum 1 mile, there will be only one in the downtown area. City changes would require applicants of any new tattoo shops to get a conditional use permit. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man has entered a guilty plea to rear-ending and killing a motorcyclist 4 years ago. 31-year-old Orlando Yanez, who had been out on bond, was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Police say in May of 2009, a car driven by Yanez on the freeway between Highway 21 and Tabor Road struck the cycle, killing James Brister of Katy. A license plate that was knocked off the car led to finding Yanez, who told police he had drunk about a six-pack before hitting the motorcycle. Also from Brazos County District Court, a jury trial is underway involving the last of three Bryan men arrested from a drug-related murder nearly 3 years ago. The trial of 20-year-old Travis Carroll follows the conviction of 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez last March and a plea agreement entered by 24-year-old Clayton Thompson last November. Hernandez and Thompson are serving prison terms of 37 and 45 years. Thompson was transported back to Bryan to testify in Carroll's trial. Billy Menard Jr. was shot to death at his Bryan apartment in October of 2011. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest last weekend for disorderly conduct at the Premier movie theaters. Officer Kelly McEthan says 54-year-old Daryl Reynolds was waving his hand as if he was shooting a gun.
He went in, he simulated like he had a firearm and was, you know, acting like he was shooting at the screen or at the, you know, individuals in the theater. In this instance, we actually have an officer that works off duty there during certain, you know, busy nights. And so the patrons at the theater actually went and contacted him and got him involved in the incident.
According to jail records, it's the third time Reynolds has been arrested in 3 months, following arrests for public intoxication 2 weeks ago and in late April. Bryan College Station is a long way from home for former Marine Eddie Gray, but he wants to get to know the people that he serves. Gray is walking across America to meet Americans, to raise awareness for veterans' health care and benefits, and to commemorate fallen troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, including his own friends. So far, he's been walking for 5 years.
A lot of people celebrate Memorial Day or Veterans Day just that one day. They don't realize that freedom isn't free, that some people paid a big price for it, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and some, you know, the ultimate price. I believe that Memorial Day is every day. It's not just a one day where you have a cookout.
Gray says there's no set amount of mileage, but he says his halfway mark is near Tallahassee, Florida. He says he will be finished when he reaches the place where he started, his hometown in Montana. Keep Brazos Beautiful has been recognized again by Keep Texas Beautiful as one of its best groups in the state. Executive Director Amy Reed says KBB is one of only 62 out of 360 affiliates across Texas to receive the Gold Star Award.
So this is really exciting for us because it's very telling of not only the community that we serve, but the people who are a part of this organization. And that's everything from our volunteers to our interns to the team that we have here with staff and our board of directors. And it just goes to show what a great team we have.
Reed says it's nice to be recognized for the fourth consecutive year for services that include programs to prevent litter, reduce waste, beautify community areas, and educate residents. Governor Perry is asking federal officials to reconsider their denial of major disaster aid to the city of West. Last month, FEMA turned down declaring West a major disaster area. West Mayor Tommy Mushka says the money is needed to cover $57 million in damage. That includes $40 million to three school buildings in damage to the city's water and sewer systems. FEMA officials believe state and local agencies have enough money to cover rebuilding costs. And a Houston law firm has announced filing a lawsuit against the manufacturer of the chemicals stored at the fertilizer plant. The firm is representing 30 people. Some had property losses or were hurt, while others are survivors of some of the family members who were killed. That's in addition to the lawsuit filed by the city against CF Industries and the fertilizer plant. WTAW News Time is 7:13 at 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Good morning, it's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Becoming partly sunny today, high temperatures a very warm 95 to 100 degrees later this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and remain warm overnight, lows 75 to 80. High pressure results in sunshine tomorrow. It'll be hot, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 75 to 80. More sunshine during the day on Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon are probably going to hover around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports Associates and former New England Patriot tight end Aaron Hernandez, all in hot water. We'll get you caught up on that story, plus Rangers, Astros, baseball, and more with sports. We'll do it for you here at about 7:50.
All that stick and ball stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and when's our big All-Star game? Is that next week? Is that right?
That is correct.
Well, let me see. I think I have the entertainment.
It is on the 16th.
Yeah, have the entertainment lineup here somewhere, which I know is the most important thing for a lot of people.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because they always watch that for the entertainment.
I thought they were watching for wardrobe malfunctions.
Oh, no, not in the All-Star game. No, there's none of that in the All-Star game. Let's see here. Yeah, well, okay. Nope, I can't find it now. We'll find it. Well, again, it's singing at the All-Star game. So this is not good. This is not good. Three Target employees are suing the retail company over an offensive guide for warehouse managers on how to deal with Hispanic workers.
Oh, good heavens.
According to the lawsuit, happened out in California near Sacramento, Target's multicultural tips teach predominantly Caucasian managers. Just going to say, not all Hispanic employees are cultural stereotypes who eat tacos and like salsa music. And that Cubans are more educated, more likely to be legal immigrants than Mexican employees. The list of tips. 1. Food. Not everybody eats tacos and burritos. 2. Music. Not everybody dances to salsa. 3. Not everybody wears a sombrero.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, they put this in writing? 4, Mexicans, lower education level, some may be undocumented. 5, Cubans, political refugees, legal status, higher education level. So, there you go. The plaintiffs obviously charge the managers, who are nearly all white, are often openly racist and abusive. I would say that these four things I just read would pretty much fall into that category.
Yeah, I think that qualifies.
So, there you go. That's just the kind of publicity that I know they've been looking for. Hey, did you see Elizabeth Hasselbeck's going to get a new gig?
I heard that.
Yeah, on Fox and Friends.
She's
right?
leaving The View, right, and she's moving now to Fox and Friends, which will increase the aggregate IQ of that audience by infinity. I mean, 3 or 4 people on that show. That is the aggregate of stupidest people I've ever seen on a network television show. Golly, just goofy. And I haven't seen it that often, but man, every time they just, really? Hello?
You know, not referring to anything in particular, but stereotypes exist for a reason.
Well, now, no. Now, stop it. No. Stop it. No. Just crazy. All right, here we go. The DetroitBureau.com says it's official. China is now GM's biggest market. Yep, I said it.
GM?
Yep. General Motors posted record sales in China, surpassing the total number of vehicles the company is selling in its home market right here, U.S. America. GM and its Chinese joint venture partners saw sales surge by almost 11% the first half of 2013 to about 1.6 million. That's an all-time record that positions it as the booming Asian nation's second largest automotive manufacturer. I don't know what the name of theirs is. I probably couldn't pronounce it, but nonetheless, there you go. So GM now pretty happy with the market in China going after that. Hello.
Hey, I dance to salsa, especially when it's made with really hot jalapenos.
Yeah, well, I understand. It's I think it was music, not the food, but nonetheless. And I think Target is based up in the Northeast, Minneapolis, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And I'm just going, come on, folks, really? You would really do that. All right, looking for that summer vacation that includes a museum for dummies? There is one. Kentucky's the place. It's Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, the home of the world's only museum of ventriloquism. 800 dummies on display.
No kidding.
The Vent Haven Museum, founded by the late William Berger, is a fan of puppetry art forms and has bought his first ventriloquist dummy to New York City nearly a century ago when he got it in the museum there. His family owns the museum. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, here's one thing America is number one in. By the way, we've lost the title to another country and something else we'll do in just a minute. But, do you suffer from FOMO? FOMO. You know what that is?
No.
Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. That's right. 56% of social media users fear of missing out. As technology enables us to stay connected more than ever, the addiction continues to grow. In fact, a new survey has revealed that social media users are afraid of missing out on events, news, important status updates if they are away from their social networks. Yes, tell that to your boss. But I had to find out what the new baby's name was for my cousin's nephew. Half the social media users visit or log on more frequently to social networks than they did just 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm betting they do it more than they did 2 months ago. About 27% of social media users flock to social sites as soon as they wake up in the morning. You see how things have changed? When I was of that age, the probably first thing I did when I woke up in the morning was light a cigarette. So,
whatever it takes to get through the day.
I guess that's probably right. I guess that's probably correct, but nonetheless. Okay, Turkish man wanted to quit smoking, as we talk about smoking. Went to extreme measures. 42-year-old Abraham Yutsel says that he tried to kick the habit, couldn't do it. For 26 years, he has tried to stop smoking. Now he thinks he has a solution. He's built a cage that fits over his head, prevents him from taking a drag off a cigarette. He can still apparently eat and drink. He just can't smoke. Every day he asks his wife or daughter to lock him into the wire cage. Every day. He says that he was inspired to create the device after analyzing motorcycle helmets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That made me think of a chastity belt for your head.
Well.
I was like, oh my gosh.
There you go. Yeah. An amputee in St. Louis, Missouri has become a web celebrity after building herself a new prosthetic leg using unusual materials. 31-year-old Christina Stevens lost part of her leg last year when her car, which she was in, failed to stop. So what happened with one of her workers jokingly suggested she use Lego bricks to build herself a prosthetic leg. Well, guess what? She's posted a video that shows her building the leg out of toy bricks in a high-speed time lapse. So far, about 1 million views on that. So,
who makes a joke about their friend building a leg out of Legos?
No, Lego, I guess. That's what. Hello?
I have foamy paw.
What is that?
Fear of missing a paycheck.
Yeah, you know,
unusual how that works.
I would say that probably should supersede the fear of missing out. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Want to taste the best Big Burger in town? Head to Copy Bridge Bar and Grill, celebrating over 20 years of serving Aggieland the best Big Burger in town. And Copy Bridge has been voted the best burger in the Brazos Valley for over a decade. And for those of you with smaller appetites, try the quarter pound version of the award-winning goodness and enjoy happy hour all day on Wednesday at both locations. While you're there, try one of their new menu items, guaranteed to satisfy hungry Aggies. Find Copy Bridge on Harvey and Welborn Road, both in College Station.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Good morning. It's 725. News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today, right about 99 or so. Low temperature tonight, 76. Right at 100 for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, a slight chance of showers in at 20% right now, so we'll see how all that plays out. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 3. We have 88% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 76.
When you get braces from Dr. Elms, a whole new world of possibilities open up. A world where a smile is your passport to accomplishing anything, to learning something new, creating something different, doing something special, and letting the world know what is unique about just you. It's a special license to never stop dreaming, never stop exploring. Dr. Elms understands. A smile that will create a lifetime of smiles. A smile that will change the world.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Newseum is a big Washington, D.C. tourist destination. Its exhibits are about journalism and the First Amendment. Big whoop on journalism, eh? 4 million people visit this place every year. It's not cheap. $22 to get in. Most expensive museum in town. It's popular, expensive, nonprofit, and yet it's in financial meltdown. According to an AP investigation, the Newseum lost millions between 2009 and 2011. And the money have resulted in four rounds of layoffs. And despite the layoffs, there's still financial chaos in the Newseum universe. So they're reorganizing their educational programs in hopes of drawing in more people. They want to fundraise off their First Amendment exhibits. Now, this is amazing. You look at the competition. Washington is filled with museums, private and public, that cost people little or nothing to get into. Yet this place, the most expensive ticket in town, is struggling, trying to figure out how to fundraise, meaning they're going to beg people to give them money to prop them up. Well, they're in the right place, Washington, D.C. In most other places in the country, a company with 4 million customers a year that takes in generous revenues would have found a way to be profitable a long time ago. If not, they'd go bankrupt. But these are journalists in Washington. So quite naturally, They're clueless about business, free enterprise, and profit.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft. He didn't even know it. His credit ruined. Don couldn't even get a business loan, so he called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock found multiple fraudulent credit applications that identity thieves were trying to open. LifeLock shut them down. They helped Don avoid further disasters. Identity theft is so complex, you simply cannot fight it alone. And that's why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. You can visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and the special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A woman has been arrested in Round Rock for animal cruelty after her dog was found dead in a parked car with the windows rolled up. That leads to a reminder from Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen about the local ordinance.
Here in the city of Bryan, we actually have an ordinance that says that if you cannot leave animals, kids, anything in the car over 75 degrees Fahrenheit. And you may think that's a low number, but you got to remember with the windows rolled up and the air conditioners off, you know, that inside of that vehicle will rise to like 20 degrees higher in the heat of the sun. If you want to test it out, sit in there, turn it off. And if you can't stand it, neither can your pets.
In Round Rock, police say the outdoor temperature was in the low 90s, but the temperature inside the car was 140 degrees. The mixed collie that died had been left in the car for 2 hours. Two men are accused of an armed robbery Monday night at a College Station convenience store. Online at WTAW.com are the physical descriptions of two black men who ran out with an undisclosed amount of property. An employee and a customer of the Checker store at Welsh and Holloman say one of the two men showed a weapon. No one was hurt. Testimony is underway in a Brazos County District Court murder trial. Billy Menard Jr. was shot at his Bryan apartment in October of 2011. 20-year-old Travis Carroll is the last of three Bryan men charged with a drug-related death. One of the co-defendants, 24-year-old Clayton Thompson, was sentenced to 45 years in prison after entering a plea agreement last November. He is among the witnesses scheduled to testify at Carroll's trial. The third defendant, 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez, was convicted by a jury last March and was sentenced to 37 years. More than 4 years ago, an out-of-town motorcyclist was run over and killed on the freeway in Bryan. The driver accused of the hit-and-run entered a guilty plea this week in district court. 31-year-old Orlando Yanez of Bryan was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Police found Yanez after a license plate from the car he was driving was left at the scene. Yanez told detectives he had drunk about a six-pack before the crash, which killed James Brister of Katy. A College Station man who wants to move his tattoo business to downtown Bryan is another step closer to that goal.
Proposed changes regulating tattoo shops were given preliminary approval by the city council last night. Richard Cortez represents the district where Arsenal Tattoo wants to move to 26 and Sims.
They have some great frame of mind, great thoughts. And the DBA, Downtown Association, was telling me that they like it. And so I think it's going to be an asset to the city.
Paul Madison joined Cortez earlier this year, calling on the Planning and Zoning Commission to reconsider its original opposition.
With the information that was brought back, I think it makes it very pertinent that certain things can be accomplished, and those things would be to the benefit of all the citizens of Bryan.
There will only be one tattoo shop downtown because the proposal calls for minimum spacing of 1 mile between those businesses citywide. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the fourth year in a row, Keep Brazos Beautiful is a recipient of the Gold Star Award. Executive Director Amy Reed says they couldn't have done it without the local community, and they want to thank everyone who has participated.
It literally has taken more than 3,500 volunteers in the past year, a board of directors of 13. We've hosted more than 25 interns in the past two semesters. We have 8 summer interns, and we have a staff of 2 here. And so it has taken all of those people contributing and really going above and beyond.
Reed says services included removing more than 600 tons of trash and 500 tires during this year's trash off. But they have new events coming up and room for volunteers. For more details, go to WTAW.com. Who would you be willing to die for? Former Marine Eddie Gray, who's currently traveling through Bryan College Station on foot, asked himself that question, and it inspired him to walk across America for the last 5 years.
I was journaling, and it just popped into my head, you know, if it was a different country and I died, you know, who am I going to die for? Who am I sacrificing for? And that's really what I wanted to do at first, was just to meet people. But then it turned into a lot bigger thing since Afghanistan and Iraq, and also seeing some of the negligence with veterans' health care.
As a Native American, Gray is carrying sweetgrass and cedar given to him by tribes he meets along his way, and walking to honor his fallen comrades, to raise awareness for the needs of veterans, and to meet local governments and people. Gray is unsure of how long his journey will continue, but he is keeping in contact with family and friends through Facebook. Another lawsuit has been filed from the fertilizer plant explosion in West nearly 3 months ago. A Houston law firm that's part of the civil action filed by the city has announced it represents 30 clients. Some are survivors of family members, and others were hurt or had property losses. Also, Governor Perry has announced that he's appealing FEMA's decision last month denying a disaster declaration for West. FEMA officials believe state and local agencies have enough money to cover rebuilding costs. Mayor Tommy Muschka says the city and school district do not have the $57 million to replace water and sewer systems, along with parts or all of 3 schools lost to the explosion. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game. Summer's here and the savings are hot during Allen Honda's sizzling summer sale. Beat the heat with great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CRV, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CRV if you are a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. It's the sizzling summer sale going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215.
2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
738, a Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com. Give him a call at 268-1162. Hear the predictable numbers.
Becoming partly sunny today. High temperatures, a very warm 95 to 100 degrees later this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and remain warm overnight, low 75 to 80. High pressure results in sunshine tomorrow. It'll be hot, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 75 to 80. More sunshine during the day on Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon are probably going to hover around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I don't think that's the kind of evidence that's going to get him convicted. I think he has other problems.
He most certainly does have other problems. We're talking about former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez back in more hot water. New coach for Texas A&M and Stros and Rangers both in action last night. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
All right, there you go. Coming up on 7:39, and Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on with you on News Talk 1620.
Time to go back to work, huh?
It is. We hit the ground hard on Monday.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed that popped up, the House Appropriations Committee released a measure yesterday that would roll back the IRS budget by about $3 billion. That's, what, 25% decrease right there?
That's correct.
Because of all this... All the wrong kind of publicity the IRS is getting. What's your thoughts there?
Well, it's in my view, the cut ought to be a little bit higher. I think if we could do a couple of things, if we could have a full-fledged tax reform, then we would need a lot smaller IRS than what we have today. Then also, if you can reduce the scope of its activities, in other words, get it out of things like Obamacare, then we could have a smaller, more user-friendly IRS than what we have today. And so... defunding it or funding the level at a lower rate, at a lower point, I think helps us get toward that direction.
Well, of course, you mentioned first off, and of course, because Neil Bortz was on this radio show for this radio station for so many years, fair tax was something people were talking about a long time ago. Is that the sort of thing? I mean, do we see that anybody's going to start speaking those words really on the floor of the House soon?
Well, we bring it up every now and then. I just don't think the world is ready for the fair tax at this point. I'm a co-sponsor of the fair tax, and if we can adopt it today and have it in effect tomorrow, I think that would be great, and I think our economy would be healthier, and you wouldn't need an IRS at all. But that's just not going to happen, so I think what we're going to have is an overhaul of the income tax system that we have today, hopefully rolled out by the end of the year. Now, I don't know what will happen to it in light of the divided government that we have here in Washington, but at least the American people will see what our particular view is. And that would also require a smaller, friendlier IRS to adjudicate it compared to what we have today.
Obviously, immigration is going to be back on the front burner. Is it fair to say that a lot of lawmakers seem to be gravitating toward offering legal status to the millions that are here illegally? Is that a fair thing to say?
At this point, it's hard for me to tell, Scott. There are some people that say we need to go ahead and deal with these folks. There are some people that say that by giving them some sort of probationary status. And then there are others that say, you know, they all need to be deported. So there's not a common viewpoint among either party here in the House of Representatives on how to deal with this.
So people, Bill Flores joining us from D.C. So people understand the Senate passed a bill, and a portion of that was a path to citizenship that I think was 13 years. Now, the president has said he's not going to sign a bill that doesn't have a path to citizenship. Where is the path to citizenship, and what is the timeline in the House bill, as you will understand it?
I think a path to citizenship on the House floor would be dead on arrival. Now, I think that there's probably a way to find a path to probationary legal status that doesn't ultimately... or let me rephrase that, that doesn't preclude an ultimate citizenship for those, that small group that wants to become citizens. I think there's a way to get there, but I'm not, you know, I'm just not sure what it's going to take to get that done. I think there's a slim majority would say, give them probationary legal status for a number of years so they can have a job, they can live here, but then also not have any federal welfare benefits and things like that. But I don't think you're going to be able to take it all the way to the next step, and that is to give them a path to citizenship. Most folks that are here, they came here illegally, came here for a job. They didn't come here for citizenship.
Speaker Boehner said he's not going to bring the Senate bill to the floor, and he said he's not going to put any legislation on the floor unless the majority of the Republicans are going to support it. So, I mean, something is going to be crafted. You think you will get a vote?
I don't know. We're going to have a meeting today among the Republican caucus in the House at 3 o'clock Eastern time, and for a couple of hours we're going to thrash this out and try to figure out if there is a common ground for the conference. And then there are some folks in the Republican caucus that won't vote for any immigration bill related to, of any type. And so I think the leadership's going to have to determine, do you craft something where you get Democratic votes, or do you just not do anything? And so I think that's what leadership is hoping to figure out today after they listen to us talk about this issue for a couple of hours.
For the many Americans that are frustrated over food subsidy programs, there are 15 of them in the Department of Agriculture, really an uncomfortable statistic this week in that there are 101 million people who are getting some sort of subsidy from the government, and that's more than the number of people who are full-time employed in the private sector in the United States. That's, to me, seems to be a pretty scary statistic.
Well, it's rivaling the way France is today. I mean, for every productive member of society and every person working in the private sector in France, you got about six people that are mooching off that person, and that's kind of the direction we're headed. We tried to fix that in the farm bill that was on the floor a couple of weeks ago, but that went down in flames. Speaking of farm bills, many people wanted the farm bill split into two pieces, into the food stamp piece and to the farm program piece. Leadership has decided to do that, and so we may have a farm bill that's only farm programs on the floor in the next few days. But then some people are upset because it doesn't give any promise that we're going to deal with the food stamp issue, which is clearly out of control in the way it's grown.
Well, that's kind of it. I mean, I understand that a lot of farm groups had actually discouraged the leadership to do that. But what was it that you think is the reason the speaker or the leadership decided to go ahead and break that into two pieces?
Well, many conservative groups and many conservatives in Congress, including me, thought that you shouldn't put food stamps in an ag bill or vice versa. Because the farm bill was really more of, it was 80% a food stamp bill and 20% farm bill. And so there was no reason to have that unholy alliance put together. Now, the farm groups need to be careful about saying that they're not going to approve the farm bill, this new farm bill that's an ag bill only, because I think they may wind up with nothing. And so that if I were in the shoes of the American Farm Bureau, for instance, I'd be trying to get behind this and not be fighting it, because they may wind up with a big goose egg.
Well, what would they say? What would you say to those people who say the whole purpose of this is just so you can get something passed so you can get into negotiations with the Senate?
Well, I'd say that's probably true, but I've got more confidence in our leadership than some do. I mean, there's a small element of our conference that doesn't trust our leadership and thinks that they're trying to come up with a way to go to conference so that we can wind up with the Senate bill, which has a big uncontrolled food stamp program in it. And that's just not going to happen, because it would never get even if a conference between the House and the Senate rolled something out like that, it would never be approved by the members of the House on my side of the aisle.
So that's
I'm not too worried about that.
So that's immigration and that's and the agriculture bill, the two biggest things. Anything else out there that's going to be taking place this week?
Well, we've got a lot of appropriations bills on the floor. You know, you talked about the IRS. That is going to be, that appropriations bill will be on the House floor toward the end of this month. But today we've got the energy and water appropriations bill, and we're resetting the spending for those programs back at 2007 levels. So we're taking things the right direction in terms of reducing the size of government.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us just about every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask your listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and first responders.
Thanks.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24-7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
One of the biggest problems with busyness is that it keeps family members apart and breaks their connection. Fortunately, there is a simple way to bridge the gap until you can be together again. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Let me tell you about Leon. As a writer and a speaker, his job keeps him moving between projects and often requires him to travel. At home, he and his wife Michelle have 8 precious daughters. Needless to say, life can get hectic. And when life is moving fast, it can be hard to connect. And that's why Leon's family found a practical and effective way to stay close and to help each other feel loved and appreciated, even from a distance, with love notes. When Leon travels, for example, he'll often find a note in his luggage from one of his daughters saying she misses him. Other days, he'll find one in his lunchbox from another daughter sharing her love. And Leon writes notes to his wife and daughters as well. He says notes communicate that your loved one is worth your time. It also shows you're thinking of them even when you're not together. What a great idea, and it's so easy, you can start today. Pick up some blank cards from the store or a pack of sticky notes, then start scribbling away and share simple expressions of love with your spouse and kids. Little notes can make a big difference. To find deeper connection with your loved ones, visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Life is a wild ride. But even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. An associate of former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez says he was told Hernandez fired the shots that resulted in the death of a semi-pro football player. According to the documents filed in Florida, the records obtained by the Associated Press also show a vehicle wanted in a double homicide in Boston a year before had been rented in Hernandez's name. According to the records, Hernandez associate Carlos Ortiz told Massachusetts investigators that another man, Ernest Wallace, said Hernandez shot Olden Lloyd in an industrial park near Hernandez's home. And here's ESPN's legal analyst, Roger Cossack.
I don't think that's the kind of evidence that's going to get him convicted. I think he has other problems. As you know, people have identified him as having a weapon. They have identified him as having a weapon shortly before this murder took place. There was a rented SUV that allegedly he rented for the victim, Odin Lloyd. That bullet was found inside that. SUV in his house, in Hernandez's house. They opened up a safe. They found scale, a dish that allegedly is the kind that's used for weighing drugs as well as other bullets. So there's other issues that Hernandez has that's going to have to be explained much more so than not wanting to talk to the police.
Hernandez has pleaded not guilty in Lloyd's killing. Wallace faces an accessory to murder charge and has pleaded not guilty as well. Now, the documents were filed in court in Miramar, Florida, for the police department to justify a search of Wallace's mother's home. Now, a little closer to home, former New Mexico assistant coach Brian Cortran has been named assistant men's golf coach at A&M. Cortan comes to Aggieland after spending four seasons as an assistant coach in New Mexico, helping the Lobos advance to the Match Play 2013 NCAA Championships and posting a fifth-place finish, which was second highest in school history.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out. The Cardinals win it 9-5, and Mojica picks up the save.
Adam Wainwright picked up the win for the National League, tying 12th best in the National League with St. Louis Cardinals' 9-5 victory over the Stros last night.
That is way out of here. It is history, a three-run Jimmy Jack. Number two of the game for Beltre.
Adrian Beltre went 4-for-4, got a couple homers and season-high 5 RBIs to help the Rangers beat the O's 8-4. Here's Beltre on the Rangers' turnaround on Fox Sports Southwest.
It's really good. We're playing better. I think offensively we've been more consistent, which is one of the things we've been missing lately, but hopefully we can keep it up.
Beltre hit a solo shot in the second inning and a three-run dinger in the fifth and has 6 home runs in the last 6 games and is batting .488 over an 11-game hitting streak. At the University of Texas Austin, redshirt freshman quarterback Connor Brewer has been granted an unconditional release to transfer. Brewer was one of the top quarterback recruits in the country out of Scottsdale, Arizona, and he was one of several Longhorns battling for the number 2 spot behind starter David Ash. The NBA's moratorium on free agency set to lift today, and the Houston Rockets should officially pick up Dwight Howard. Here's Charles Barkley on the Houston Get.
There's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on Dwight Howard. Obviously, he's going to get a lot of negative pub from leaving the Lakers. But as far as that was the best team with young players to go around him. So from a basketball standpoint, he made the best decision.
Howard is going to cost a teeny tiny bit more, though. The Rockets have been fined $150,000 by the NBA for comments made about Dwight Howard during the league's moratorium period. Howard committed to leave L.A. on Friday to join the Rockets. Rockets general manager Daryl Morey talked about the recruitment a little later on that night, and that's what got him in hot water. Hometown kid, well, at least sort of from Iola, Chris Anderson, a.k.a. the Birdman, was the key off the bench for a source of energy in the Miami Heat's championship run last season. He is committed to re-sign with Miami. That's sources according to ESPN.
Slide it ahead, Wando. Oh, he got a hat trick!
Chris Wondolowski misspelled jersey with an extra W was about the only thing the U.S. men's soccer team had trouble with last night. The national team jumped all over Belize with a first-half hat trick by Wondolowski and a 6-1 victory to open the CONCACAF Gold Cup tournament. Landon Donovan had a goal and 2 assists, becoming the first national team player with at least 50 career goals and 50 assists. Also playing on that team is a local kid from College Station, resident Breck Shea. He also plays professionally in the Champions League for Stoke. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in in, and they were getting ready to go on vacation. And they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for your banking needs. But we haven't forgotten the most important part, you. And that's why we say we're Texans helping Texans. Come see us today, and let us give you the friendly experience that hasn't changed since the beginning.
When you're building or remodeling, you need more than just another floor store. You need a complete design center.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we bring together beautiful countertops, the perfect lighting design, and exactly the right floors.
All for you in one easy location. And we've got the design center professionals who know how to help you make your selections.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucet, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Head make a note today. What is today? July the 10th?
Yes.
2013.
Okay.